Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
And now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. And today, Bloomberg Law hosts June Grasso and Greg Storr discuss an appeals court decision finding that marijuana residue in a household trash search is not enough to justify an inspection of the whole house. They speak with Shima Boffman, a professor at University of Utah College of Law, and Jeff Kramer, managing director at Berkeley Research Group.
Jeff, inside the trash outside the home, the police found several marijuana roaches with marijuana residue, several plastic vacuum-packed heat-sealed bags consistent to those used to package marijuana for resale containing residue, and discarded mail sent to the house. Why does the court seem to bend over backwards for 18 pages explaining why that's not enough to create a fair probability that drugs would be found in the home?
It does seem odd. I mean, there obviously is a logic to it, but there certainly seems to be enough indicia or, you know, elements that you could piece together, you know, A, B, C, D, that would lead a logical person to believe that there remains drugs in the house. But it does seem like the court's decision, and they do go through great lengths to come up with reasons why there might not be drugs in the house, and that's perfectly clear. It's probable cause. It's not 100% certainty.
Shima, there's a case called United States versus McPherson. Tell us about that case, what role it played in this analysis.
Sure. I mean, the real issue here is, you know, the courts have really been hesitant to allow for probable cause to be found on one trash pull. I mean, cops kind of refer to this as a trash pull where they, you know, dress up like garbage people. They go collect the trash and then they decide whether, you know, there's marijuana in it through inspections of the lab. And I actually think that the Sixth Circuit's opinion, although seeming to be controversial, is really in line with a lot of other courts that have found that one trash pull isn't enough to establish probable cause. I mean, certainly reasonable suspicion, but without other evidence of drugs being found at the house, other reports of neighbors, other types of things, probable cause is a high standard. And I mean, I think besides what's mentioned in the court's opinion, I think it's interesting because given the current climate with marijuana, with the increasing use in a lot of states and increasing kind of leniency amongst a lot of courts, it's not surprising to me that this court would find that probable cause isn't established to search the whole house.
That's Shima Boffman, a professor at the University of Utah College of Law, and Jeff Kramer, managing director at Berkeley Research Group, speaking with Bloomberg Law host June Grasso and Greg Storr. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
And now among the top legal stories from Bloomberg Law, a U.S. investigation into generic drug price fixing is likely to get bigger. According to people familiar with the matter, two executives of a small generic firm are preparing to plead guilty to price fixing, and they're expected to cooperate with prosecutors. A former CEO of Heritage Pharmaceuticals and an ex-president are the first to be charged in the investigation.
The victims of con man Bernard Madoff will start the new year off right. They're set to receive a $342 million payout from the trustee who's unwinding his Ponzi scheme. The money comes in part from a settlement with the estate of one of Madoff's oldest friends, the late Beverly Hills billionaire Stanley Chase.
And that's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.